JIS Radio now presents a special feature in recognition of Foster Care Week, February 12 to 18, under the theme, Your Home Makes a Difference.
Every year, the Child Development Agency earmarks a week in February to laud the work of Jamaicans who have been opening their homes to the nation's most vulnerable, or children. The week of activities include rap sessions, community walkthroughs, excursions, and ceremonies geared at providing information on the benefits of becoming a foster parent. It is said that there is no greater joy than planting a seed and watching it grow until we are able to enjoy the fruit of our labor. Today we feature a product of the foster care system, the fruit of tireless labor of a family who opened their doors to love and nurture.
So I was born in Raytown. 16 Fishers Row was where we lived. My dad was a fisherman. My mom used to stay home. She used to sell fruits on the beach, banana and oranges. So when fishermen came in, they had something early in the morning for breakfast. And so both biological parents had four children, three boys, one girl. I'm the only girl.
Meet Erica Langley, nursing practitioner residing in the United States. The second of four children, her life started out similar to that of any other child, until tragedy struck her family when she was 6 years old. Her mother died.
So now my father, who's a fisherman, who's used to being out, was left with four young kids. The youngest was 2 months old.
The family was split up after the task of raising four children by himself proved too much for the seafarer. The youngest, two boys, were raised by a family friend, while the two eldest were initially placed in two different places of safety, until Erica and her brother Patrick were placed in another childcare facility.
As a child, I thought it was good, because it was a lot of kids, maybe about 200-300 kids in the facility. You had the girl section, the boys section, because my brother Patrick was there. We were fed well every day. I never forget bulgur. Oh, that was the best. That was the best. And so we did schooling in the daytime. And then evening time is time to play and whatever. So I didn't feel lonely because my brother was there with me.
Mrs. Langley, Erica Thomas at the time, was adopted shortly after she entered the childcare facility.
One Saturday, I was sitting down, I was just sitting down in the lounge, and the lady came to me and she said, somebody's here to take you home. I was excited because that's a dream of a child. You want to go to somebody's home.
The woman who was to become her foster mother handpicked her to be raised in her home.
She took me to her home, and when I got there, there was 11 other children. And she said, these are your brothers and sisters. So I was happy, but I was kind of sad because my brother Patrick was left there. And so I would cry, just cry for hours. And she said, what can I do so you can stop crying? And I said, can you get my brother? And she said, okay, I'll go get him on Monday.
The two were raised with their now 11 brothers and sisters in Vineyard Town, Kingston, lacking no good thing.
They are the best parents anybody could have. There's no choice. Two places you have to go. You got to go to school to get an education, and you have to go to church, whether you want to go or not. So we went to Mountain View Primary School, and our age ranges was very close, so we all had to go to the same school. She wanted all the kids to be in the same school because she wanted us to walk together, to be accountable to each other. So we all left at the same time, and you all expected to come back home at the same time.
Throughout school, both mother and father provided the discipline, care, and motivation needed to buffer the challenges and the occasional stigma the children would encounter. Mrs. Langley says other students treated them differently, many times with prejudice, highlighting the need for parents to teach love in the home.
We can teach them that every human being is the same. We have different circumstances to bring us where we are. But at the end of the day, if I cut you and I cut him, we all have blood. We're human beings and we should treat people alike, no matter what socioeconomic background they come from.
Join us next time to hear the rest of Erica's story, how she braved her obstacles to meet success. I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you that your home makes a difference.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.